at Shirley Caesar, God will make a way on Indie Source for inspiration and praise. AM 1310 The Light. I'm with GE, our gospel encyclopedia. He's going to have a new title, and I'm going to have to call him the PEGE. Some of you may know that GE is a man of God. And he is getting ready to be elevated to pastor. He's already elder. When I say GE does it all, he does it all. If you hear me say PEGE, I'm not changing his name. That's just what is going on here. So anyway, we'll give you more details because there is going to be a special service for him coming up. And I got to make you guys aware so you can come and hang out with us and have a good time. GE, you were out last week doing big things, increasing your territory. So happy for you. So we're going to get right into it. Update us on what's happening.
Well, you know, we always talk about new releases. So let's start off with some controversial releases. The first thing, we talked about it last year, but now it's available. Chaka Khan releases her brand new single, It's Not Over.
Well, I guess I ain't mad at her. She said, let me go to see who's sold the most albums in gospel here recently.
She went to the one, huh? Because he's selling not only in gospel, but overall.
Yes, he is. You know, all right, we're going to talk about it and see what you guys think about it. You can let us know if you think that she should have done a song with Lecrae or if Lecrae should have done the song with Chaka. What are your thoughts about it? Give us a call, 239-1310.
At this point, I really don't think that gospel and secular music should mix. Because to me, it sends a confusing message.
That's an interesting point, my sister. We'll be back with GE and New Music Tuesday on AM 1310, The Light.